They worshiped Jesus on the way into Jerusalem, not for what he was going to do, but for what they thought he was going to do. They wanted peace on earth. They wanted political dominance. And the thing that I hear so much today, even from the church, from quote-unquote evangelical Christians, is that they want the church to have some sort of political dominance in this world. But that is not the thing that makes for peace. So many people, we are consumed, unholy, consumed with this presidential election and this race. And we go home, we listen to the radio, we watch TV, we read articles on the internet, and we try to answer these questions. Who's gonna fix Medicare? Who's gonna fix Medicaid? Who's gonna implement all the conservative principles? Who's gonna balance the budget? Who's gonna deal with immigration? Who is going to save this country? Because we are losing this country. And we talk about this election and about a president, about a king over us, in the sense that people think that there will be some sort of salvation that is going to come through a man. But I'm here to tell you, there is no salvation that will come through any person on this planet if you elect them as president. There is zero salvation, because you could elect the finest man or woman to the highest office in this country, and they will not save the souls of men. The only thing that will save people is the thing that makes for peace. That is the gospel. When people turn to Jesus in faith and repentance. Because friends, if this country gets back on the right tracks, please understand, this world will still burn in judgment from God. This country will not endure for eternity. No leader in this country will endure for eternity. Your faith in Christ is the only thing that matters. That is what makes for peace.